USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more U.S. lawmakers from both parties are talking about serious consequences for Saudi Arabia after it admits to the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Congressman Peter King, a Republican from New York, says he understands that the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a valuable one in many ways.
That relationship cannot allow savagery such as this. So I would ask the president to try to thread the needle here. Whether it involves imposing sanctions, whether it involves delaying arms sales, making a clear statement of condemnation at the end.
At least 5,000 Central American migrants saying they're seeking asylum from poverty, gang violence, and corruption in their home countries are now marching through Mexico. The Mexican government trying to process asylum requests from members of the group that numbered about 3,000 when they left Honduras. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Another police officer shot and killed, this time by a couple of teenagers, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County, Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his three-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him.
One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
The head of California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection pushing back on President Trump's criticism when he said last week the state's forestry management is disgraceful, blaming it for giant wildfires. The Cal Fire chief says the president's comments were uninformed and couldn't be further from the truth. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump says the U.S. is going to pull out of a three-decades-old arms control treaty with Russia. The president telling reporters after his Nevada rally on Saturday he wants to develop weapons that are banned by the treaty, so it has to pull out of the treaty. The 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty was signed by President Reagan and Russia's Mikhail Gorbachev. NATO ministers issued a statement praising the treaty and saying it's been critical to keeping peace and security. They also call on Russia to offer more details about its new missile and its capabilities. Former Vice President Joe Biden is encouraging Nevada voters to get out early and elect Democrats, speaking at a rally hosted by the Culinary Workers Union 226 in Las Vegas yesterday. Biden is supporting Democrat Jackie Rosen for state Senate, who's running against Republican Dean Heller. He also took the opportunity Biden did to comment on election meddling and the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Turkey, the former VP drawing cheers when he called Russian President Vladimir Putin a thug. And a report claims that Colorado's on path to break last year's record in marijuana sales, the state releasing a report saying it surpassed the $1 billion mark in sales for this year in August. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.